Federal health officials today announced that they are stopping a major study that involves the hormones millions of women take during and after menopause. The reason for ending the trial prematurely is that in the long run, these hormones were doing more harm than good. The results mean that many women taking the hormones should reconsider whether it's wise to do so. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
The study involved some 16,600 women between the ages of 50 and 79 who still have a uterus. Half the women took a combination of two hormones, estrogen and progestin, and the other half a placebo. Study organizer Garnet Anderson of the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center says an independent group called a Data Safety and Monitoring Board, or DSMB, has been conducting regular reviews of the study results to see how things were going. At a news conference today in Washington, Anderson said the DSMB reviewed the latest results at the end of May.
Based on these results, the DSMB concluded that estrogen plus progestin produced harmful effects on women's health that exceeded any benefits generated by hormones and unanimously recommended that the estrogen plus progestin study be stopped.
The federal agency sponsoring the trial, the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, agreed. So the trial that began in 1993 is now halted. There were some benefits to women taking the hormones. They had fewer hip fractures and fewer cases of colorectal cancer, but the negatives were more pronounced. More heart disease, more strokes, more potentially life-threatening blood clots, and in the later years of the study, more cases of breast cancer.
The findings are the first confirmation in a rigorous clinical trial that taking estrogen plus progestin does indeed increase the risk of breast cancer.
Jacques Rousseau is acting director of the Women's Health Initiative. Rousseau says it's important to put these results in perspective. The increased risk of stroke, heart disease, blood clots, and cancer were all small. For example, an individual woman's increased risk of breast cancer was less than 0.1% per year. But that small risk for a single woman turns into a significant public health problem when you realize that about 6 million women in this country are taking the estrogen-progestin hormone combination right now.
Considering that millions of American women might consider using this drug, this could translate into thousands of breast cancer cases and cardiovascular disease cases over several years.
The new results are the second blow in as many weeks for estrogen progestin therapy. Last week, a study of women who already had heart disease showed they weren't helped by taking the hormones. Deborah Grady, the University of California, San Francisco epidemiologist who directed the heart disease study, says the Women's Health Initiative study should spell the end of estrogen-progestin hormone therapy for disease prevention.
This really was the study to end all studies. It's huge. It enrolled women from all around the country. There are women who are representative of all the postmenopausal women out there who are currently taking hormone therapy, and the findings are clear.
This isn't the last word from the Women's Health Initiative on hormones. A study looking at the value of estrogen alone for women who've had a hysterectomy is still underway. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.